Packing up our family for a summer vacation is no easy task. From remembering sunscreen and hats to jackets and bug spray to bringing enough towels and not forgetting anyone's lunches for the ride there definitely takes a lot of planning. There have been many times over the years that I've been grateful I made lists and packed many things we weren't sure we'd even need. Some things were packed just in case. Oftentimes, these were the very things that would cause me to whisper, "Thank you, God," when it would rain unexpectedly and out would come the umbrellas and rain gear we thought we probably wouldn't need. Many times, I am grateful for last-minute ideas like tossing in a container of wipes, especially to clean sticky marshmallows off fingers after making s'mores around a campfire. God is so amazing to give us mom's wisdom and an ear to hear his voice as he gently leads us and helps us look after our family so well. Perhaps making lists and packing lunches for a trip seems insignificant and unimportant, but I want to remind you of a few times when looking after someone's needs in the simplest of ways made such an incredible difference. In God's Word, we see in 1 Samuel 17 how a shepherd boy named David was asked to bring food and supplies to his brothers. Now, it doesn't say who made the food and supplies, but because someone prepared them and sent them with David, he found himself exactly where God wanted him to be, and he was able to use the skills he had learned fighting lions and bears to fearlessly face a giant named Goliath. In Matthew, Jesus asked the disciples to find food for 5,000 people who were hungry. All they end up finding is a boy with a lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now again, we never hear who made the lunch that the boy had brought that day, but that menial task, probably done daily, that seemed so simple, prepared with a mother's love and care, was placed in the hands of Jesus, and he gave thanks to his Father for it, and then fed 5,000 men, plus women and children that day. Because moms that were never mentioned were looking after their sons, giants were slayed and thousands of hungry people were fed. Being a mom is the most beautiful calling. We love and serve and try to prepare our children with all that we think they will need each day, and by faith we trust that God is using us to shape and mold our wonderful treasures into his likeness. I want to encourage you today that when you feel like the tasks you do each day don't seem to have any value and you wonder how you can possibly make an impact, remember the incredible miracles that took place when David, a simple shepherd boy, and a young boy coming to hear the words of Jesus brought lunches, most likely made by moms, that may have thought, "I'll send that just in case." And God ended up using them both to change the world. You are incredible. As you raise world changers, remember, you are seen and you are loved.